Thanks for letting us be a part of your day on the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. On behalf of Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment they have an ever-changing inventory. For stop by Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish.
And the Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, actually nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what the ranchers read. So what have you got today, Mike?
Well, I have a story that was sent in by Sally Katz. Okay, this was sent to Jim, and he shared it with us. We went to breakfast at a restaurant where the seniors' special was two eggs, bacon, hash browns, and toast for $1.99. Now, that might tell you that it's been a little while since this story came in.
That's right.
So anyway, $1.99. Sounds good, my wife said, but I don't want the eggs. Waitress replies, then I'll have to charge you $2.49 because you're ordering a la carte. Nice warning. So the wife says, you mean I'd have to pay for not taking the eggs? My wife asked incredulously, I'll take the special then. How do you want your eggs? Raw and in the shell, my wife replied. She took the two eggs home with her.
Way to go, girl. Way to think of it. All right, this is titled Grandmas and Grandpas, and I'm not exactly sure who submitted it, but I've got who the quotes came from. Perfect love sometimes does not come until the first grandchild. That's a Welsh proverb. I'm not going to say anything more about that. Never have children, only grandchildren. Gore Vidal said that. I thought that was a lot of wisdom in that one. My grandkids believe I'm the oldest thing in the world, and after 2 or 3 hours with them, I believe it too. Gene Parrott said that.
Isn't that amazing how grandkids can kind of wear you out sometimes?
I know. I don't know how that happened. What happened to our stamina? If becoming a grandmother was only a matter of choice, I should advise every one of you straight away to become one. There is no fun for old people like it. Hannah Whitehall Smith said that. And you do not really understand something unless you can explain it to your grandmother. That's a proverb. Dave Barry says the best babysitters, of course, are the baby's grandparents. You feel completely comfortable entrusting your baby to them for long periods, which is why most grandparents flee to Florida.
Oh, I like Dave Barry. He's got a good philosophy.
Oh, and here's a couple that are author unknown. Grandmother, a wonderful mother with lots of practice. And wrapping up about grandparents, a grandparent is old on the outside, but young on the inside. Author unknown. Oh, and I do have a couple more. Do we have time?
Sure.
All right. It's amazing how grandparents seem so young once you become one. Amen.
Perspective.
Yeah. If your baby is beautiful and perfect, never cries or fusses, sleeps on schedule and burps on demand, an angel all the time, then you're a grandma. Teresa Bloomingdale said that. What is it about grandparents that is so lovely? I'd like to say that grandparents are God's gifts to children. And if they can but hear, see, and feel what these people have to give, they can mature at a faster rate. And wrapping up our quotes, grandchildren, don't make a man feel old. It's the knowledge that he's married to a grandmother. Ouch! And that is by G. Norman Cawley. Mike?
Well, I just got a couple of quick short things in here. You may have heard that the Canadian government has decided to assist the USA in the war against terrorism. They've agreed to send 6,000 ground troops, two of their largest battleships, and 6 fighter jets. After the exchange rate, the USA should be receiving 2 Mounties, a canoe, and a bunch of flying squirrels. I'm exaggerating. We like our friends from Canada.
Absolutely.
The small town of Silver Spring Gardens, Pennsylvania, is a retirement community. But it might as well be assisted living. Residents continually help each other. They take out a resident's dog when the owner is away, furnish apartments for newcomers who don't have anything, and take each other shopping and to appointments, including 7-hour-long procedures. Together, they nursed a woman with a broken shoulder by helping her shower, cook, clean, and more. So, Silver Springs Gardens, Pennsylvania, representing us small towns out there across the country, hats off to you.
I like that. Speaking of hats off to Bowman, North Dakota, KPOC 1340 AM. Thank you so much for tuning in to the good stuff, all of your listeners up there.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff program, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Good Stuff.